It's time for a Copan Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Hornet head boys basketball coach Kevin Foreman. Copan coming off a tremendous showing in the Hornets' own Copan Invitational. Three wins against Winona, South Coffeyville, and Blue Jacket. Hornets beat Blue Jacket in the championship game on Saturday, 56-47. And Coach, you're in the Welch Invitational this week, so a lot of games in a short amount of time. But if you could just kind of recap your guys' three wins in the Copan Invitational this week.
We started off Monday playing Winona, and they're really young, a lot of ninth graders and a couple of sophomores. So we knew they were real young, and we kind of took advantage of their lack of experience. So we did pretty good with them. And then South Coffeyville, we knew they were going to be a lot better than last year. They picked up three new players that are really athletic, and golly, I think we played one of the best games we've ever played against them and ended up beating them by 30. And everything went right and for us that game, and everything kind of went wrong for South Coffee. It was kind of a perfect storm. And then going into the Blue Jacket game, they're a real good team as well, well coached. They got a new coach that's come from out in the western part of the state that's really good. They were 4-0, we were 4-0, and we did a good job of we kind of scouted them, obviously, watching them play in our tournament, and we did a good job defensively on their two best players and held them to 10 and 12 points respectively. And we did it as a team. We very seldom do we do a type of box-and-one, gimmick-type defense. I'd rather have our guys learn how to pick somebody up in their area and just play them a man like that, and it worked out. So it was a close game. We came from behind with about 4 minutes left in the game to get the lead and stretched it out and won by 9.
Talking with Copan head boys basketball coach Kevin Foreman, Hornets are now 5-0 on the season after those three wins against Winona, South Coffeyville, and Blue Jacket. As Coach Foreman mentioned, had a couple of wins against Oklahoma Union and Scheidler before that. Before we move on to the Welch tournament this week, Coach Foreman, I know that we were talking, you had three guys that were on the all-tournament team. If you could give those guys some pub.
Yes, sir. Colt Raymond Hill and Dylan Williams was on the all-tournament team, and Kirk Foreman, he was the MVP of the tournament. So very proud of those three young men, but I'll tell you what, they wouldn't have been able to do what they did without Joseph Phelan, Austin Long, and Zach Trimble. Those other three guys helped Colt, Dylan, and Kirk get to where they were. Obviously, had the stats and the way they played in those three games. So my hat's off to all six of them. They played great all week long, and they were certainly instrumental in where we're at 5-0. And so proud of them from where we came from at 5-0. I'd be truthful with you, I didn't think we'd be at this point. But nevertheless, I'm super, super proud of all of those guys.
And then you're in that Welch tournament this week, as I mentioned before. What is that schedule going to look like? I know that you opened up against Fairland. How many games will you play, and how many games over in Welch?
We'll play three games. It's primarily a 2A and 3A type tournament. All the schools are going to be bigger than us, and we did this by design. We want to play some tough games towards the middle part of the year, going into the Christmas break. That helps us when we go to regionals and area tournament. We do that on purpose, so hopefully what we get during this week really carries us on in the playoffs.
Copan head boys basketball coach Kevin Foreman. Once again, the Hornets continue play in the Welch tournament this week, 5-0 to begin the year. Coach Foreman, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you this week.
Yep. Thank you, Evan.